It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Well, hey, I want to hear from Freddie Coleman right quick. He's going to set this up for Freddie. Us. And he's talking about what's going on with the NFL and Deshaun Watson. He's going to come in. Then we'll come in on the other side. Let's take a listen.
This is not a coincidence. The NFL does not believe in coincidences, especially when it comes to their brand and especially when it comes to the shield and protecting the shield. That seems to be a mantra along with making as much money as you can when it comes to the NFL. If Deshaun Watson and his teammates in Cleveland, had they decided not to have this kumbaya thing going on, they bound together as new teammates, the NFL's not even thinking about meeting in Texas. They're meeting the same week or before the weekend that they all leave to bond in the Bahamas. The NFL is calculating. They clearly understood that it's all about making Deshaun Watson uncomfortable.
So this is if you didn't know, of course, Deshaun Watson has what, multiple civil suits hanging over his head. Mm-hmm. There wasn't any criminal wrongdoing in the Deshaun Watson situation. Mm-hmm. And now the rub is whether or not the NFL is going to come down on him, K-Mac, in terms of some type of suspension. And now they're investigating. I guess they met with him, let him know, yeah, we going in. We're going to find something. So get ready.
You know what? We all knew this was coming. Like,
yeah, of course. Said. Yes.
But it's odd to me that there are no criminal
ramifications. You can lie about that. No, I'm with you on that.
Not any. Which tells me that this thing was so far off the rails to where nobody wanted to touch it, where there was either some no truths, a whole lot of not truths in there, and maybe one or two truths in there, but there was so much non-truths, nobody wanted to touch it.
Well, and I guess
because I'm like,
from a criminal perspective, because that's why I thought that's where it should go. If that's what happened, hell yeah, that's where it should go. So, but we didn't see any.
I don't know about that. And they really was. I mean, they don't.
It could be he said, she said kind of thing, right, too.
But yeah, they've had the FBI. Yeah. They've had the SEC. I mean, they've had every possible agency, mm-hmm, plus everyone in the state of Texas, turn over these rocks and say, look, is there anything here we can do? Mm-hmm. And walk away and say, it's nothing here.
But you know what I always say, though? Got to wait for it. So on the civil situation, I mean, he'll deal with it. That's his money thing, because he signed for some crazy number.
250.
Off the chart. So he could pay whatever. But his challenge is going to be whether or not, how soon, and he will get back on the field, but how soon that's going to be. It's going to be in December.
He'll be well rested.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be 6 months. Would it be, you know, I don't know. And I think that's what the league is probably trying to determine now.
But if they couldn't find anything criminally, how are you gonna find enough to fire the man? I mean, to suspend it.
But you know, the shield is different. You got to be found to be guilty criminally. But if that's alleged,
think about that.
Well, yeah, he's gonna get suspended.
If it's he says she.
Well, Ben Roethlisberger got suspended four games.
Yeah,
Big Ben did. So you.
It happens. You're right.
Deshaun had like 22.
It's like, you know what? We heard you've been doing X.
Right.
And you probably did do it.
Right.
So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and suspend you.
So, I'm thinking I'm thinking 6 weeks. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking half, or maybe eight games, half a season or something like that. We have to wait and see. But, yeah, that's going crazy, down. Man. So, we'll follow the story. Just keep it. No, it's you're going to get more information.
So, what do they do without who's going to be the quarterback?
Great question. Baker Mayfield, he's still a bad.
According to you and Mike and Kerry, Baker Mayfield's gonna come out and possibly be the hot hand. Deshaun comes back in game in week 8. You go with Deshaun or you go with Baker?
You go with Deshaun.
No, y'all said go with the hot hand.
D.L. Reese came back.
Come on,
Lady V.
That was you and Mike. Said go with the hot hand.
You gotta go with Deshaun.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcast.